Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. Go ahead. It's a Dark Mark show. Yes. That we have a special night tonight. It is Rockabilly night, although it's a Dark Mark show. I guess it's Psychobilly night. I'm not really sure. But we have some great guests here. We have the Coffin Draggers.
We can call it Gothabilly.
Gothabilly, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. We got Gator McMurder here. And your new guitar player whose name escapes me.
Vincent William Maloof.
Vincent William Maloof. Yes. You call him Vincent Priceless, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Vincent Priceless is here. And also the founder of MeAndMyHatFriends.co, among other things, pinup, beautiful, with a lot of stuff to talk about with this woman, Kasia.
Just Kasia is fine. One name is good. One name
well,
is
how
good.
Do you pronounce the last name?
It's Zarek. If you really want to get into it, it could be Shadek.
Shadek?
Yeah, in that case, I might have to give my full name, right, which is super Polish.
Oh, you're Polish?
I'm Polish.
Oh, okay. You ever heard about the Polish lesbian?
No, tell me.
She only fucks guys. Anyway, so we're here on the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. I got a few announcements to make. First off, before we get, because this is going to be a great show. We've got two sponsors. We have Audible.com is our sponsor. Audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/Dark Mark Show. Vincent Price is looking at me very oddly. You go on the road. Audiobooks. Listen to audiobooks on the road. It's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You like comedy albums? They got comedy albums from everybody. Louis C.K., George Carlin, Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
They've got, you guys are into weird raves here. If I put in Coffin on audible.com, they've got everything on audible.com. Actually, the easiest way to go to audible.com, here we go. A Coffin for Dimitros, The Coffin Dancer, A Rage in Harlem, A Grave Digger and Coffin Ed novel. They've got all sorts of Coffin stuff. Mm-hmm. If you go to darkmarkshow.com, click on the Audible button right next to my smiling face. Here you go. Coffins of Vampire Archives. 99 Coffins and a Bitch Ain't One. No, 99 Coffins, A Historical Vampire Tale. Just go to Dark Mark Show. Click on the Audible button. Go right to Audible. If you got an Amazon account, you can just sign on to Amazon. 30-day free trial. You get one free book. You can get Stephen King's sequel to The Shining, Dr. Sleep. You can get anything you want. If you cancel within 30 days, no problem. You keep the audiobook. It's still on your tablets, on your computer, and you can access it. So that's great. We're also brought to you by DammitTees.com. You guys familiar with DammitTees.com?
No, but I want to be.
You should, because DammitTees has got the greatest selection of horror, punk, counterculture shirts. They got Cramps shirts. They got Misfits shirts. They've got Plan 9 from Outer Space shirts.
Do they have Coffin Dragger shirts?
You know, we'll try to hook something up, because they're going to have some.
After today, they will.
We're going to have some Dark Mark Show shirts. They actually have Society 1 shirts, and we're going to have Matt and Sin from Society 1 in a few weeks. But if you go to DammitTees.com, you get 10% off every order if you say you heard it on the Dark Mark Show. But they have a shirt, a Misfits shirt, that it's not, it's Star Wars. It's got Boba Fett and Devil Lock. It says Misfits. You got to get that shirt. And also, he's laughing already. And also, they got great shirts.
I want it.
Also, they have, go to DammitTees.com, you get 10% off. But I'm also doing my one-man show, I Laughed So Hard I Cried, at the last week went great. We did the show on Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, me doing comedy, how do you think it went? Went great.
Great.
It was a fantastic show. We're doing it again this Saturday if you're in Los Angeles at the Shepherd Theater at the Complex, right next to the Dragonfly, 6476 Santa Monica Boulevard. If you go to hollywoodfringe.org, because it's part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival, put in the coupon code GOTH, five buck tickets. Well worth it. And the crowd was, it's weird because you're in a theater, you can't see anybody, but the laughter was just coming at me in waves. It was so great. So we got one more show this Saturday, the 21st, and next Friday, the 27th, both at 9 o'clock. So those are my announcements. Apparently, some of the hot friends are texting Kasia, so I will go by right here to the Coffin Draggers. Kasia, I'm
Instagramming about us.
Please do.
I'm telling everyone to watch us because we're awesome.
Gator McMurder.
Yes.
Gator McMurder, which is maybe, I mean, Prince of Priceless is good, but Gator McMurder. And by the way, if the other member of Coffin Drags got stuck downstairs, check your text, because he might be stuck downstairs. If he is, we can have somebody go get him, because the security guard leaves at 8, so he might be locked down.
Okay, let me see. Yes, I have a text from
him. Yes, so.
I'm locked out.
Can we,
now I'm in, but the elevator doesn't go up.
Uh-oh.
Spinal Tap moment.
See what you did? Hold on.
Are we all going to blow up?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm sure.
So,
okay.
Blow what?
It's happened. Yes, right there. It's happened before. They're getting some toilet paper or whatever they have. Napkins.
Oh.
Come on in. Have a seat.
It's Bobbert.
Why do you have
ketchup on your mouth?
I like ketchup.
Is that ketchup or blood? You're part of the Coffin Dragons. Have a seat.
Oh, you get on the RE20 side of the table.
Yes. Yeah, so
we'll, see, these are all SM7s on this side.
What is that? We're audio. S&M?
We're audio geeks.
S&M mics. Oh,
okay. We both have recording studios, so.
Hey, I got stuck in the frickin'.
You want to get the mic way closer to you because I can't hear the fucking word you're saying.
There's got so
there you go. And this young man, by the way, is Robert Frank.
Hey.
And I'm on the Coffin Draggers website. Let me tell you, because I don't know, Katya, if you're familiar with the Coffin Draggers.
I actually looked them up.
Yes. Gayer McMurder is a funeral director, mortician, undertaker, business owner, end of life specialist, dark, moody, older, refined gentleman.
It says that still?
Yeah.
I didn't know it still said that.
Yes. You might
refined,
want to.
Refined, I don't know.
Yeah, refined is quite a stretch. I've seen these guys.
Dark?
Okay, so let's start. When did the Coffin Draggers
start? And lovely.
When did the Coffin Draggers start?
In about 1970.
Really?
Actually, the name goes way back. When I was a little kid, I'm old.
We noticed, but go ahead. It's all right.
Okay, I was born in 66. When I was a few years old, my family and I were in,
he's probably senile. He doesn't remember.
Right. Yeah. I think it was Montgomery Wards, where I used to go buy my 45s.
Wow.
You are old.
That's vinyl.
Montgomery Wards. She doesn't even know what that is.
I actually do.
Yes. But you didn't know who Isaac from the Love Boat is.
Yeah. I didn't know Isaac.
Do you know they have Love Boat toys? Like seven action figures the same size as Star Wars.
And you know who the Love Boat toys are? People in their 30s and 40s, like us.
True, yeah.
So we're playing with Love Boat toys.
Well,
this is no little kid that's like, I want an Isaac doll. It's all people in their 30s and 40s. Exactly. See, I want to play with Kasha myself, but there's guys that want to play with dolls.
I don't play nicely, yeah. So watch what you say.
I really want to play with you now.
Yeah, you just
I want the Vicky doll from the Love Boat series. Oh. Okay.
You like Vicky?
Captain Stubing, I don't know.
Was that the daughter or was that
the daughter.
Captain Stabbing? Oh, wait, that's a whole other thing.
That's a different show.
are we getting some toilet paper for the console, or what's going on here?
What happened to the console?
I spilled a little something.
Coffin Draggers go back.
Coffin Draggers go back.
Okay,
not quite to 1970, but you guys go back.
I got to tell that story since I started it. I went upstairs to the 45 section and I bought the Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett.
Right.
And there's
they
that.
Did a mash,
yeah.
They did
and there's
a
that one says,
mash.
Says the Coffin Draggers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5.
Right.
Ever since I was a little kid, I wanted a band called the Coffin Draggers.
Not the Crypt Keeper 5?
I wanted Coffin Draggers.
Coffin Draggers.
I think the Crypt Keeper 5 was a hip hop group in the late 70s. Just kidding.
I'm surprised there isn't a Crypt Keeper 5.
There is.
Grandmaster Flash in the Crypt Keeper 5.
But when I was a little kid, I used to draw pictures of hearses and coffins and different things like
purses.
That. Purses.
Purses. Purses.
Purses.
Apparently, we got the Rockabilly Abbott and Costello here on the show.
Oh, you haven't heard anything yet.
I'm sure I haven't.
Anyhow, that was the basis of the name. And then what year was it when we actually started playing?
So it was about 2003.
Right.
No, it was earlier than that.
2002, I said.
That's when the records.
I was 10. Mm.
This kid was 10.
2002. How old were you in 2002, Kasha?
A year old. A year old. I was an embryo.
Oh, so you lie. She lies about her age.
Is that hot?
You're hot. Don't worry about it. You're hot regardless.
Do you like thinking about me as an embryo?
As an embryo?
Were you naked?
Yeah, of course I was naked.
Well, okay. Yeah. Actually, you see Mindy mopping up here. What do you think? But
that's good,
sexy.
Yeah, so you thought he made costume.
Clever use of the tissue wiping up fluids.
I'm trying to have a real conversation here, but it's not going to happen. This is great, though. I love
not
it.
Not with me here. Sorry.
Not with you here. So,
do you ever dress up like a nun?
Well, here's the
me?
Thing.
Yeah. I think I wore a latex nun outfit once for some shoot. No, it was actually a latex French maid.
Well,
sorry, right. guys.
I was a nun last Halloween.
Like
which is interesting because I almost posted the picture. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Interrupt that joke. One of the priests.
Sorry, you're the comedian. What are we doing?
I did a bad Polish joke. But so you, this is a Kasha.
Just Kasha's cool.
From me and my hot friends.com. Now, do you get shit for the
CO.
Name?
CO,
not .com, because there's another me and my hot friends.com.
Yes, he lives in Florida. I think he's a tweaker, and he won't give me the name for as much money as I've offered him. something is
well,
very
wait,
wrong.
Does he really have friends?
No, he doesn't. He actually doesn't even have any advertisements on his site, which is the really ridiculous part about it.
So it's like me.
Hey, you know what his name is? His name is Mark. Is it you?
It's me.
No, it's not because you don't live in Miami. I do have a lot of shack.
I do have no, not yet.
Do you have hot friends?
Huh?
Do you have hot friends?
I do have hot friends.
Okay, tell me about
it. He does. I've seen him.
Hell yeah!
Actually, Josie Kett, my hot friend, who's normally called. She's getting her class to yoga teacher.
Oh, that's hot.
Teaching license. So she
she's flexible.
She's very flexible.
We love Josie.
Josie Kat, yes.
Okay, I like
last week she got set on fire, so I think she's still recovering.
But she is hot.
Yeah. So
wait, you can't just say that and not explain what happened.
And she's smoking.
No, no. Watch the show last week. It's in the archives. But we had a friend, our friend Orpheus Black, the Dom. He has he takes torches and does fire play with you. Go to AVN Awards. You've seen stuff like that.
Yeah, I went.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he did a little fire play on Josie Kett and also choked AVN nominee
Who?
Venus Lux.
Oh, okay. Right on, right on.
Before, so. He didn't choke
I was
going to
say, it's a beautiful dress that that Kasha's wearing. But Kasha told me she had a wardrobe malfunction earlier in the evening.
Story of my life is just a series of them.
Kaffa Draggers would be quite interested.
Well, I have this problem, and it's called huge tits.
That's not a problem.
I have that problem, too, because I'm 42.
We all...
Yeah. It's called every time I wear a dress, I have to replace it because my zipper does not like my tits as much as everyone else seems to, so...
And those are natural.
I hate when that happens.
They are. I'm all real.
I can tell. Trust
me. How?
Oh, this is a trained eye. Trust me on this. I know tits when I see it. They hang.
He goes to Bar Sinister.
Right.
He knows the difference.
Bar Sinister.
Well, get started. Let's hear it. I don't go to Bar Sinister as much as you think, but go ahead.
I hope not. No. I went there once, and it was very strange. It was not. I think I was hit on by like a 65-year-old man in a really cheap Halloween club.
Gator, how could you?
Yeah. That's where I recognized you from.
Right. No, but you were hit on by... Wait. I think I know who it is.
Yeah,
he had lipstick on?
Probably. I don't really remember. I was probably a little drunk. I mean, to get me to go to Bar Sinister, I'd have to be a little, a little turned up or something.
Right. So,
or something. I don't know what that
is.
I'm actually really boring.
Are you really?
I'm really boring now.
No.
Didn't used to be. Now I am.
Now you're boring.
You're almost boring.
So what, what happened? what happened to...
I told you not to tell anyone. Great at blackmail. Sorry.
I'm white, sorry.
Yeah. What happened to turn you from not boring to
white?
He's a
white
male. I became really focused on my career. Imagine that.
Yes. And here you are on the Dark Mark Show. So it's
exactly. Instead of smoking weed alone in my apartment and eating my second burrito of the day,
which may account for the dress malfunction.
When she said eating, my mind went somewhere else.
The tits are wonderful. They're beautiful. They're natural. We'll just hang.
Is that why she's sitting directly across from you?
Obviously.
That's absolutely why she's sitting directly across from me. Because I know I booked the Coffin Dragons first. And I've been to a Coffin Dragons shows many a time. Now, tell me the difference. Now, this is Rockabilly Night on the Dark Mark Show because you guys are here and you dress like a pinup. And we'll get to that in a second. What? First off, how did you get into Rockabilly? I mean, is that what you primarily listen to, or
actually, you'd be surprised what I primarily listen to.
Did you go through metal or punk? Because most rockabilly bands I know, like they started out like kind of they were into metal or punk and sort of hit the Cramps or the Misfits or some other thing and sort of segued into more traditional stuff.
No, I kind of went backwards. I was raised by a Pentecostal preacher and raised on bluegrass music.
That explains it.
Yeah, listened to country, old gospel and bluegrass all my life. And in
In
1981, a friend of mine in high school gave me a cassette tape. Yes, cassette tapes.
What's that?
A cassette tape's about this big.
I owned one. It was Madonna.
That's what we used to listen to. It had little. You put it in the car, and then the car would always eat it up.
Exactly.
And that's why you always had a pencil.
But
it was a tape of two bands. The Blasters and the Stray Cats.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, wow, this is cool. It's kind of like what I grew up listening to, except it rocks a little more.
So you went through
so
through
in 19,
country, yeah.
Yeah, 1981, I got into rockabilly when I was, I guess, 16, I think.
Now, some people would classify you as a psychobilly band.
Yeah.
So please define to me, because I still am confused, the difference between rockabilly and psychobilly.
Well, basically, psychobilly is an offshoot of rockabilly. It's like harder... like more edgy.
Right.
And over the years, it kept getting more and more edgy and kept getting more and more distorted. And then bands just started doing their own thing and getting really
creative. It became more punk.
Yeah, it became more
hardcore punk with an upright bass, basically.
But nowadays, it's just kind of a loose term. Like, I don't even know how to describe psychobilly. We don't even like to call ourselves psychobilly or even rockabilly nowadays because...
Well, you don't. That's why I like your band. That's why I like your band. You're not strictly into one thing or another. I mean, there's the influence there, obviously.
Yeah,
you do,
especially the upright bass. Yeah,
because that's hot.
And I play, and I'm playing the same exact upright bass that I bought in 1985.
It's never broken.
The first upright bass
actually,
ever made.
The neck broke off once.
While you're
during a show?
No, it was during a practice. But
some practice. So, luckily, what happens when you break a string during the show? I mean, that's
never done it. Never really? Broke a string.
I can't really hear anything.
Well, apparently Robert Frank needs some attention. So, Robert, are you an original Coffin Dragger?
I am. Gator and I, yes. It's an interesting story. My brother-in-law wants to know if I have a hydrogen peroxide at home. There was a big psycho show in Santa Ana. And... there were like plenty of straight jackets and, you know, padded
straight jackets.
No. It was a big psychobilly show. A lot of bands from Europe came over and Gator got involved with promoting it and putting it together. And we slapped a band together real quick.
Just for fun.
For fun to play the show. And when they asked for promotion, you know, what's the name of your band? Gator said Coffin Draggers. And that day on...
Now, do you play drums, right?
I do.
Okay, because that's what it says on the website. But do you play a full kit, or are you like the guy in the Stray Cats, just do the snare?
No, you know. So
it's been a while since I've seen you guys.
When I was in the 80s.
Well, hopefully you'll be seeing us tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow night they're doing a show at the CIA in North Hollywood. Have you ever been to the CIA in North Hollywood? I know you fear the Valley.
That's awesome.
I do. Yeah, I'm scared of the Valley.
If you're going to go to the Valley, this is the one place to go.
It's the coolest.
It's the craziest club you've ever been to. It's like it's like a circus.
A club in the Valley. You're seriously terrifying me right now.
No. It's shaped like a circus sideshow. They have severed heads, shrunken arms on display. It's called the California Institute of Abnormal Arts.
It's not even really a club, right?
It's not a club. It's a museum and a performance venue.
That's awesome. Like it's a live cool bands spot. And
live bands and crazy stuff. No, it's it's great.
Right? Do I find girls that look like me there?
Well, tomorrow night you will because
they may not be alive.
Because last time I saw these guys, because I got to be honest, when I see you guys, the couple times I've seen you, I've gone for the girls because I love that rockabilly look.
Yeah.
I love that pinup look.
Babes.
That's what I'm going for. I mean, that's a good byproduct of the Coffin Dragons, I would think.
Yeah,
it was me before I joined.
Yeah. Then the Betty Page thing came back, and you guys were right in the thick of it, right?
My phone's just cut off.
Oh gosh!
Oh, geez.
Gator's
my
interview is
died.
Done, ladies and gentlemen.
My mic died.
That was
no, your mic's still on. You're on. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't hear me.
I'm not sure what's going on with Gator's mic. But anyway, you were saying so.
So the interesting thing is, in the 80s, I was into. Like every teenage guy in Southern California, punk rock and metal.
Right.
You know, I was into like a lot of thrash drummers, Dave from Slayer, and
so the real hardcore, yeah.
Yeah, and I really liked.
Mindy likes that.
That kind of stuff.
Mindy's a drummer,
so you know when I heard Rain and Blood from Slayer, I was heavily into TSOL's Dance With Me.
Right.
Those two drummers at the time, I wanted to play like that.
Very busy drums.
Very freaking heavy. You know, very frantic, just, you know, like you're on some kind of controlled substance. But
And that's what you bring to the Coffin Draggers.
So that's what I bring to Coffin Draggers. So when people come to see us, they think psychobilly or rockabilly. And then when they see us play, they're just like, holy crap.
Right.
Because it's real heavy.
It is heavy. Matter of fact, I think, and Vincent Price, we're going to get to you because you're the new member. And we got to hear your story.
He makes it heavier.
Yeah, no, he does. Actually,
calling me fat.
Yeah. He's calorically challenged.
Yeah, I'm calling you fat. So, hold on.
PHAT.
Hold on one second. Yeah.
Acidic. Acidic fat.
Plus, you're dope.
I think we're gonna do a little dancing here, Kasia and I. Because we're gonna play some.
I was gonna say, why did you take that camera off of me?
No, we'll put it back on you. Don't worry about it.
Jeez.
The camera will always be on you, but we're gonna play some Coffin Draggers.
Well, there's a camera under the table, you know.
Oh, God, I would believe it.
Yep.
I wondered what I was doing here.
Is not quite that skeevy, but anyway, so we'll play some Coffin Draggers. This is I'm not sure which track this is, but it'll be playing right now, so let's give it a listen.
Ah, that's called I Really Need You.
Do you?
Yes.
A taste of Coffin Draggers.
Psycho metal.
That's the new Coffin Draggers with Vincent.
That's the new Coffin Draggers. So Vincent, Vincent, I was going to get to you, but we have like, except for you, I mean, you're like the only one in this room that's not an attention whore. You realize that?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I want to talk, okay.
Did I ever tell you about the time everyone, when I, never mind.
Kasha, Kasha, you are beautiful and pale.
Yes.
I like pale women. That's my whole
thing.
Same
here.
Me too.
But you weren't always.
Yeah, I was.
No, I've seen pictures of you.
She wasn't always beautiful?
She's always beautiful.
Okay.
No, actually, I wasn't always beautiful.
She's always beautiful.
No, Michael Jackson. Extreme goth phases.
Well, here's the thing. Now, I'm gonna ask you, and I'm sure you have this answer that every beautiful woman has. Well, when I was in high school, nobody liked me. Or when I was in junior high, nobody liked me. I was ugly, and everybody hated me.
Are you reading my bio?
Well, nobody liked me. I believe it for you. Because I was confident, and I wasn't really that attractive at all. I was dorky, and I had bright orange hair. I looked like a lion. I wore it in a ponytail.
Now you're
lying.
I had
pink braces and crappy glasses. So yeah, no one liked me because I walked out.
I love glasses. I love braces.
I'm the shit, and they didn't like that.
I know. My mind is
in the bathroom.
Here, can you wear that?
There you go, Coffin Draggers.
Yes, I think I can. That's hot. I definitely will.
Okay.
Thank you.
We need a picture of that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so... But anyway, so what I was going to ask you before everybody started jumping in.
Sorry.
Me and my proudfriends.co, do people give you shit for that? Because it does sound a little conceited.
I don't care.
No, I'm just saying... Does anybody... I didn't say I thought it was conceited.
No, the only
that's
thing,
me and my hot friends, you know.
Yeah, who cares? I have hot friends. They might think that, but then they look at the page and look at my friends, man. They're all gorgeous.
They're all hot. So. Get them air conditioning.
I understand. There's no air conditioning here. No, because I was looking at your hot friends. Honestly, you're the hottest. Nothing.
Shoot.
Oh no.
Absolutely.
All my friends are banging.
I'm not saying they're not banging, as the kids say. But yeah, I'm looking at a picture
that
right
means
now.
Something
there's
different
a,
to me.
There's a blonde girl eating a hamburger. Not as hot as you are.
Hey, no, she's
very
gorgeous.
Hot. They're gorgeous. I'm not saying she's not.
But what kind of hamburger is it?
Just not your type. She's not my type, though.
I bet she is.
Great.
So when you say she's your type now, is that your thing?
Everything's my thing.
Really?
Are you no, I mean, not
men,
everything.
Women.
I was talking about the hamburger.
Oh,
yeah.
The hamburger.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
guys in makeup. What is your
No.
No?
Are you craving five
but
guys?
But I'm down.
Oh, why'd you say
let's
that?
So anyway, so let me tell you about Kasha, too. She was in the WB series. Was Downers Grove? Am I pronouncing
back
that
in the day, yeah. We were actually the
Downers
first.
Downers Grove?
Yeah, I know, right? First web series for the WB.com and almost made it to actual TV, but...
Well, you know how all the TV shows are on Netflix, and Amazon.com now?
We were one of the first ones. We were supposed to premiere with Children's Hospital, Rob Corddry's show, and they ended up taking their show to actual TV, into your homes, instead of ours, which was total bummer, obviously, because then I probably wouldn't even be sitting here across
from
you.
How dare they?
I'm totally kidding. I'd still be here.
I love you,
Mark. I liked you the second I saw you and saw that you had a butt on your tie, because I like butts.
And she cannot lie.
Yeah, and it happens to be Betty, who I also like.
Yes,
so.
No, I do have a Betty Page tie. Now, being a photographer and model yourself.
I'm not a model.
Well, you are. I mean, you take pictures.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm a model. I'm just a pinup girl.
You're a pinup girl and a photographer.
Sometimes I take pictures of myself because I'm there. And,
right. Well, trust me, if I look like you, I take tons of pictures of myself. But in all stages of dress.
I'll bet you do. I'm not a model. Okay. So, like once in a while, you know, I let other people do it, but it's just because of how I dress and
by the way, what are you doing next Wednesday? I might bust out the polo, right? But we'll do a retro.
Retro anything. Let's do it.
No, but what I was gonna ask.
Polaroid was a camera back in the day.
What's a camera?
It was a camera. It wasn't a phone. It was actually a camera and a
There was a little man inside with a chisel and a rock.
It wasn't an app. No.
Did your Instagram things with it?
Do you have one?
No, but I was gonna say. No, I love
Instagram.
You can.
You can Instagram from a Polaroid camera. Yeah.
Dude, I totally hit the Instagram in the parking lot.
All right, I'm in another weird vortex, but no. What I was going to ask you, as a photographer, as somebody who assesses beauty, what is it about the Betty Page rockabilly look that? Because I've just been attracted to that look. I love it. You go to Coffin Dragons show, you can't even. I don't even watch the band. I hear the music, but there's so many girls running around.
Bangs.
Yeah. I'm going.
Because I enjoy
it. What is it?
What is it about that look? Because you used to have blonde hair. You used to not be so pale.
Well, when I had blonde hair, I was just as pale.
Really? You didn't look like it.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I actually was a redhead. I'm a redhead naturally. And that's the only place that you might have seen me.
That explains it.
Not so pale. But I mean, I've been this color pretty much my whole life.
Okay.
I'm this color. But what is it about the rockabilly look, the pinup look? I think that it's the reason that it's so hot, and I totally agree, is because it kind of goes back to a classic kind of beauty instead of, a neon G-string or whatever is kind of the typical, slutty hot. It goes back to something different and curvy and
band.
Beautiful.
Would you guys agree? Because first off, I mean, you are curvy.
Yeah,
you are
absolutely.
Curvy. You are curvier than a lot of your hot friends.
Yeah,
but that's what I like.
Yeah, I love it too.
Well, most men do.
I don't love
why
it when I'm
why do you
to
want to hold
onto
a stick?
But, you know.
You've already got one.
There that's you right. go. Exactly. I'm with you guys. Now you guys agree with me. The rockabilly, the pinup look, a little curvier, like that, right?
Yeah.
Pale.
I like
bangs.
Girls.
Something different.
That's a priceless. You weigh in on this. Yeah? Yeah. You like girls, things like that?
Yeah.
Vince, yeah, okay.
I do.
Vince is a lesbian.
No, Vince, now you have a semi famous father, is that correct?
I suppose.
Yeah. Who's your father in priceless?
Who's your daddy?
Because Gator told me and I forgot.
Well, I don't know. I asked my mom, but she, no.
It happened.
Yes.
My dad is Evil Wilhelm.
Evil Wilhelm.
Yeah.
And Evil Wilhelm is
evil.
A drummer.
He's a drummer.
Yeah, he was a drummer in like Radio Werewolf.
See?
Stuff.
Very impressive. Yes. So you're a second generation musician, but you play guitar.
Yeah, I play guitar.
And what happened to the last guy, the guitar player? You guys want to talk about that, or are you just kind of like...
He's actually a very good friend of ours.
Yeah.
And he's moved on to bigger and better things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He got a day job, right?
Yeah.
He got married. He's, he had kids.
No, that's him.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay.
I said, screw this artist crap. I'm gonna get in a job.
So when did the break happen with the original Coffin Dragons lineup or that Coffin Dragons lineup?
Well, 4 years ago, something like that.
Yes, four years ago.
Four years ago.
So apparently you roamed the schoolyard, so you found Wilhelm's son.
Mm-hmm. We waited for him to graduate and showed him some candy.
Wilhelm, seriously, how Wilhelm Vincent? Yes. How old are you? Seriously,
I'm 22.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. And how long have I known you?
Did you hold him in your arms?
Nine years, I'd say.
You were 9 years when I
did? No, I've known you 9 years. I was 13.
Okay. Because you realize,
is that even legal?
I don't know, because you realize, and I'm not saying you're not a good-looking guy, I wouldn't know, but, you look like, seriously, you look like you're in ninth grade. I mean, it's...
Yeah, he is.
You should have seen me in ninth grade.
Yeah, you look like a fetus then, or what happened?
That's the embryo jokes.
Yeah, it's nothing but fetus and embryo jokes tonight on the Dark Mark. Yeah.
Fetus or fetus?
So you've been playing guitar since you were, I'm sure...
12.
12, okay.
Yeah.
So were you a fan of Coffin Draggers before you joined the band?
Yeah, oh yeah. I just started playing guitar when I was 12, and then when I was 13, I saw them play, and I was like, whoa, this is like so cool.
Yeah, and were you into rockabilly before or psychobilly?
I don't know anything about psychobilly or rockabilly.
Right, you didn't give me any of your Chuck Berry records or anything like that.
No, it's actually cooler that way because he brings his own influence.
Right, and what are your influences?
I guess like the roots of metal, like 60s to 80s hard rock, like AC/DC, right. Cream,
Zeppelin, Sabbath.
Yeah, Deep Purple.
Right,
like old Metallica though too. Like
before Injustice is the cutoff point.
Injustice is too much for me. That's really? Okay. I can only do the first
Master
three.
Of Pop, Master of Pop.
Master of Pop is the last good one. Anything without Cliff is me.
All right.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, I think
Cliff died, and so did the music.
Yeah.
Vincent's also an amazing
I don't
tell me
I have to explain who Metallica is to you.
I've heard of them once or twice.
Yeah.
But blues, we're too. Fine. I'm really into blues.
He's an amazing blues guitar player.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
I think when Stevie Ray Vaughan passed, his spirit went into Vincent.
When Stevie Ray Vaughan passed gas.
Because you were born about the same time that Stevie Ray Vaughan died, so it's entirely possible.
That'd be pretty sweet.
If you're 22, you were born 92.
Yeah.
So that's about the time he passed. Mm.
Well, Dimebag Darrell died the month I started playing guitar.
So both Stevie Ray Vaughan and Dimebag Darrell died for your sins.
Yeah,
so
you could be away that long
in the coffin draggers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
it's perfect.
So how did you guys like? I mean, you guys were guitarless. Did you do auditions, or you just said,
almost.
Oh, no. You know, that kid down the street, let's just grab him.
Basically, what it was, I have a recording studio called Funeral Home Studios.
.com. Facebook.com/funeral.
And Vincent had a band.
Reserved.
How old are you? 16?
I was.
When you had Corpse Candy?
Yeah, I think
Corpse Candy.
That was a band I started when I was 14 when I started it.
How old were you when I recorded you guys?
16.
Okay, he was 16 years old. His band came to my studio to record, and that's when I first heard. I knew him before that because I met him.
Because where else is Corpse Candy gonna record?
Exactly, at Funeral Home Studios. But when I heard him play, I was like, oh, dang, when he's older, I'm going to steal him if I need him for the coffin drivers.
And I'll have him play guitar.
Play guitar on the side, you know?
So were you playing guitar for Corpse Candy, or you were doing something?
Yeah, no, Corpse Candy was like my thing. I wrote the songs. I played guitar, sang.
Right. What's the name of a Corpse Candy song, just so I can kind of...
Corpse Candy.
I understand that's probably a song.
We had a song called Teddy Bear, about a killer teddy bear.
A killer teddy bear.
Yeah.
Realize Kasha is not going to be able to snuggle next to her stuffed animals tonight after the show.
You shouldn't come home with us, then.
Corpse
Candy. You should have a song called Take Off My Wrapper.
Take Off My Wrapper. No, we had a song called Zombalicious.
Well, I figured as much.
Yeah.
Your first gig, zombie
craze.
Oh yeah, you know, you're way ahead of your time. But first gig with the Coffin Dragons. What was that? And how was that like?
My first like
gig. Horrible grammar. Where was that? And how was that like?
It was the Cyclone, the Long Beach Cyclone. It was actually really awesome. Right. It was like one of the best shows I've ever played. It was a lot of fun. It's good to play with a band who can actually play like together.
Right.
You know, like tight.
He's not talking about us.
Right, I was going to say. Yeah, but I wasn't talking about Corpse Candy. I was talking about the Coffin.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Well, so you're playing with, you're cool playing with the older guys because they know what
they're doing. Yeah, it's good to play with good musicians.
Right.
Shucks, thanks.
But
you know what happened was Gator and I were writing songs for a new album.
Right.
And I was playing guitar and drums, and we worked
Bob
on
is
a
very
few songs.
Yeah, he's, on everything.
It makes me mad because he's so good. He's written riffs that I like physically can't play.
Oh,
shucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Shucks.
So how do you do that live?
We didn't do it.
We dropped the song. But so we recorded these songs for our Coffin Built for Two EP, and we needed some solos because I wasn't that great at soloing.
Right.
And then Gator's like, hey, I'm going to call up Vince, the kid from Corpse Candy. So I was like, right on, bring him down. Right.
Well, I have a secret story about that.
And, divulge the secret, Gator.
Do I know the story?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
You were there.
Hope he does.
It's a Dark Mark show exclusive. Let's hear this, Gator.
I was there.
No, there was one bass
player. I'm off again. What do I keep doing?
In a world.
Just talk. We can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to take these off then.
I think it's
just
the headphones.
Take something else off.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, well, basically, please. We needed a guitar player, and on...
All the guys are taking off their clothes, because it's I'm not taking shit off.
Sort of stuck.
Oh, that's so hot. Girls and Girdles, that's
Girdles
hot.
And Girdles.
Girls and that's my next website, Girls and Girdles.
Mm. Me and my hot friends and my...
Me and my hot friends and Girls and Girdles.
When I was a
Girdle Girls and hot and Corpse Candy.
I used to love
together.
It when my mom's new Sears catalog would arrive.
Me too.
Nothing
I would look
like
at
Sears.
All the tools.
The Girdle pages. Dang.
Montgomery Ward,
yeah.
Sears.
Do you remember that?
Zodi's catalog?
And this show is brought to you by every bankrupt department store that's ever been. So what's the story? Let's hear the story.
We needed a guitar player. So on this thing called...
The Secret.
The FB thing that I hate, but we're all part of. I put out an ad.
So tell us, what's the FB thing?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
I hate Facebook, but unfortunately
we all
use it.
But you contacted me through Facebook.
Exactly. I know, but I Facebook actually hates me. They scold me all the time.
What do you do?
That's what I want to know.
They tell me that I request friends of people that I don't know, even though I know them in real life, and then they ban me for a month.
They just don't like you.
Yeah, those people don't like you, and they're blocking you.
I know. I just want you guys to know while you're talking, I'm on Facebook right now.
Oh. Anyhow.
Modern technology.
Back to the story.
Something I know about.
I put out an announcement saying...
Closer to the mic.
Okay. Are these on? Oh, they're on again. Okay, this is better. I put out an announcement saying that I need a guitar player to come over to my studio to help me test out new microphones.
And I had done it previously.
I used that and I got jerked off. Oh. Wait, is that on? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Microphone.
Yeah.
Where's the under table cam now?
Actually, Kasha,
this is the secret part.
Kasha answered a different Craigslist ad, but let's... I saw that one.
And so anyhow, a bunch of people responded and... I was secretly looking for a guitar player for the band, but I didn't want to tell people, hey, Coffindraggers are looking for a guitar player.
Right.
And so I used that excuse of testing out microphones. A few people hit me up, and then Vincent's like, hey, I've done that. I actually had him really do that for one time a long time ago. So he said, hey, I'll come over and do it. And I'm like, all right, cool. So he came over, and then I opened up and told him, I said, you know what? We really need a guitar player for Coffindraggers. Would you want to do it? He goes, yeah, of course. And I was like, okay, go learn our songs, or some of our songs, and come back for practice next week. And he's like, I already know your songs. So we got together and practiced the next week, and he nailed every song.
Now, were you like guys as professional? Were you guys as professional as he was when he was your instruments as he was when he was your age? When you were his age?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
cautious
actually,
distracting. When you were his age, when you were his age, yeah, let me, yeah. When you were his age, were you that professional?
You're right next to her.
I actually met Gator when I was his age, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. Is you it like a T-Rex fight? What is that?
It
sounds like a T-Rex.
I don't know. I think they're doing patty cake. I don't know what's going on. Oh, there you go. Kasha and Papa Dragger's patty cake. You were as good as he was when he was.
You know what? The interesting thing was when I met.
You can be Jessica Coffin.
Okay. That'll be my.
If you keep coughing, get some coughing medicine. I met Gator.
Right.
At a show. Gator played in one of the first L.A. psychobilly bands in the 80s called the Bee Pickles.
The Bee Pickles.
And
the
my old punk rock ensemble, Our Band Sucks, played a show with them.
These are the worst fucking band names I've ever heard. Go ahead. So your band sucks.
Our band from Bee sucks. Pickles. Our Band Sucks played with Bee Pickles.
Right.
And Bee that's Pickle how babies were born.
Ah. And then the next day the universe was made and it was good.
Yeah. So I met Gator in 88 or 89.
Right.
And... probably this guy's age or younger. And I remember seeing Gator play the bass.
You were 16 when I took you to Hollywood.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's when you picked me up from Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Was that like 60 years ago?
Yeah, 60 years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
65.
We need a guitar player to come over.
Yeah. Rodney Bingenheimer was 20, and he was holding court down at the Starwood.
You see, but, Rodney was a DJ.
Rodney?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some arcane 70s. References, but no, let's get back. Speaking of something that has nothing to do with the '70s, Kasha.
Wait, how old is Kasha?
Kasha,
I'm 24.
That's her. That's what she says.
So yeah, literally nothing to do with the '70s at all.
Wow. Well, Kasha does not know who Isaac from the Love Boat is, so I sort of believe her when she says she's 24.
He was a bartender on the ship.
Right. Does Vincent? Do you know the Love Boat? Do you know?
I know what it is.
Okay, so you've seen
it. I've never watched it.
Filming Downers Grove
in the '70s,
right? So you were busy making Downers Grove,
okay?
While they were rerunning Love Boats, apparently. So
the Love Boat would.
You were also on.
Oh,
no! Remember
the
guy like did that?
No.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, really, you shouldn't.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of other things to do.
Yeah, I'm too busy creating for myself. So
that's good.
I don't want to watch.
So what's the first off? You were in a movie called Cleavage.
Dang,
was I?
Oh, my favorite movie.
Yeah.
Tell me about Cleavage, because that's
right in the middle.
I went on your IMDb page, and I was interested.
That one was, my God, that was so long ago. It was an indie film about...
Cleavage?
Yeah, pretty much. It was kind of like about guys' responses to...
Cleavage?
Boobs, basically. Mm-hmm. It was just a really short... It was. It wasn't a documentary, it was scripted. I barely remember, honestly.
And you moved to LA when you were 17.
Yeah, I did.
Where did you move from?
San Francisco. I took off, I graduated when I was 17, and I was like... You guys, I'm going to LA. I saved up all the money I ever got for my birthdays, Christmas, whatever, for my family. And I came out here and with a salvaged 99 Corolla with an Earl Shive paint job because I couldn't stand the fact that it was like khaki color.
You know, Sasha Gray was here last month. She had the exact same story.
Yeah.
Same car, too?
Maybe I have Sasha
Gray. She had a U-Haul, but she moved from... So she was very nice. Don't talk
No, I love her.
Okay.
No. That's like what she does. No, that's her thing.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of her porno movies. I'm sure you have.
No, that wasn't like a dig against her at all. Right. Sasha, I love you. You're great.
Right. So, but she
stumbled across those things accidentally.
When she was 18, she took a U-Haul from the Bay Area down here.
Oh, she is from up there, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I have a lot of respect for her. She's gotten a lot of mainstream jobs from what she did, and she actually was acting, and I thought that was really, really cool of her.
So, you say on your website, meandmyhotfriends.com, I want to be able to look at a photo I took, because you are a photographer, and immediately be able to tell something about the person in the photo, even if they have never met.
Yeah.
Now, the photo with you with the dirty feet reading the Satanic Bible, what does that tell us about you?
Tells
you. Because I almost posted that one. I didn't. I should have.
Are you looking that up, Bob?
Yeah.
That's on meandmyhotfriends.co, not com, co.
Yeah, .co. It's the really cool new techie domain name, a.k.a. again, Mark.
Is good it old
Mark
is in it
Miami. What is it for me?
Gemco?
Gemco.
Okay, so what is that? What does that say?
Meandmyhotfriends.co.
That said
The dirty feet, in the Satanic Bible.
I had a very, very brief lapse in judgment, and I thought that I was going to move to New York, and instead decided I wasn't really into it. Yeah, show it. Show the feet. No, it's not really. I would never show my feet. I hate toes and I hate feet.
Really? You're not into feet?
I do. I'm not into feet at all.
You're not into shrimping?
I think they're really weird.
That's an amazing feet.
Oh, here we go.
You don't like little feet?
Hold on. Here we go. Yeah, check that out. That's hot.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a beautiful woman. I mean, it's just...
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with that photo. What's wrong with it?
I didn't say it was wrong. I asked what it says about you.
What it says about me is that I should get in a bathtub once in a while.
You don't wear shoes. Right.
What's going on with that hygiene?
Maybe it means that my mom should clean her floors in her goddamn house sometime.
Hey.
I was at my mom's house. No, I'm just kidding. They're very clean. It's just me that's a filthy pig. Totally kidding, guys.
So
it's totally fine.
I'm an angel.
So you went from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and you are a valley-hating girl with a valley girl accent.
I'm a little traumatized.
And we all live in the valley.
Do you? What part of the valley?
Don't say that.
The good part.
What?
Yeah.
You know where the guy was just with the AK-47?
Oh, no.
On the roof?
Yeah, that's down the street from us.
Yeah, that's right around.
We're right there.
They found a dead girl in a trunk on my street.
That's where the California Institute of Abnormal Arts is.
Okay.
Right in the arts district of NoHo.
Okay, I like that area, and I like Studio City. I actually kind of wanted to move to Studio City, and then I realized it was part of the Valley, and I was like, oh, no. But
the Valley's not bad.
I love Studio City. I feel like it's very professional and classy, which I'm not, but... I'll try to be.
Yeah, that's why we won't let you in yet. But
exactly.
If you go to the CIA, we'll.
I want to check this place out. It sounds awesome.
We'll go tomorrow. We'll check out the coffee.
It'll be fun. Yeah, you can check out the band playing.
Can I bring my mom?
There's lots of good bands playing tomorrow night.
No. There are. But anyway, so what's next for you? I mean,
what's next? I just produced a pilot comedy TV show for NBC, which is really awesome. Hopefully, I mean, if that gets picked up, that would be amazing.
Right.
I am actually working.
Tell us about that. Is there anything you could say, or you're not as disclosure.
I mean, it's a comedy. It's about a couple people who they're not college age, which I think is cool. It's an interesting demographic. It's really, really funny.
What are they, in elementary school? What age are they?
No. They're like working. They're professionals.
It's older guys in a band.
Is one of the stars. He's really awesome. Ben Glebe, you might recognize him from Chelsea Handler. He actually has his own show coming out August, I believe, 12th on the game. I'm plugging him. I'm like, you didn't even follow me on Instagram, but I'm plugging you.
Did you write this pilot? Did you direct it? What is your involvement?
I produced it. David Shapiro, he's awesome. He's a TV producer. He actually wrote it, and he gave me the job of producing it so he could focus on directing and writing it. So that was really, really awesome. And then I'm actually working on getting my show, which would be basically a guest-driven talk show. And I want to ultimately I'd love to have it on TV, but I'm working on pitching it to a bunch of different networks right now. And it's going to be like a very open-minded kind of like comedy-based but sex relationship kind of thing. So and it's going to be like a very body positive, very like female positive, like just really cool kind of different thing. And that's like my main, that's what I've wanted to do for my whole life. And right now it's actually happening, and I'm really, really excited
about
that.
Good for you,
yeah.
I mean, I was going to say comedy with sex and all sorts of weird people and body conscious. The Dark Mark Show is sort of like that. Hot girls,
Lots of hot girls.
Yeah, we like sex.
Yeah.
So speaking of sex, the Rockabilly Girls, Rockabilly Groupies.
Mm. Oh, gosh.
Different from other groupies? Come on, you got to tell us. We got to hear about the Rockabilly Groupie stories, Robert.
You know what's interesting is these groupie girls, the fans, they're very genuine. They're very cool. They come up to us. They tell us how much they love us. They're not like slutty. groupies, you know.
They tell you that?
Yeah.
Except for that young girl in the Key Club parking lot.
What happened in the Key Club parking lot, Gator?
I was in the Key Club parking lot one time. We used to play the Key Club just about every month, years and years ago.
Once again, another defunct organization that we're talking about.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Is it a church
I think we
now?
Closed everything down.
Oh, yeah, they closed. They closed last year, yeah.
Everywhere we used to play closed down after we were there.
I did a show there at the Sunset Strip Music Festival a couple years ago, and then, next year they canceled.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That sucks. That was a good place.
I did a benefit for the West Memphis Free. They're free. Key Club's closed.
We played that show.
Wait, was that the one with Gloom?
Yeah. We played the same show.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I forgot.
It's all coming back to us. Yeah. So tell us about is this the night? Was that the night you had the groupie at the Key Club?
No, I think it was another night. But there was. I was out in the parking lot loading all the gear into the hearse, and
a hearse.
That's awesome.
It's a '69 Cadillac.
Yes.
Hearse.
Hello.
'69. I want to ride in that hearse.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We'll all ride.
Can we bring some babes into your hearse?
Let's do it. If the hearse is rocking, don't bother knocking.
That almost sounds like our new song.
Yeah.
That's hot.
I think that's good. So go ahead. Let's hear the story.
Okay, I was out in the parking lot loading the car. My girlfriend was standing next to me, and this very young girl came up. She was probably like 14.
Well, that's horrible.
I know, it was awful. And she just flat out, she looked at me and just flat out said, "Can I suck your dick?"
And that's a yes or no question.
And her friends are like, "No, seriously, she wants to give you a blowjob. She really wants to suck your dick."
It's the upright bass, isn't it? They see that, and it's so phallus that they can't
She wanted his upright organ.
Am I allowed to say dick?
So you can say whatever you want.
It's a guy's name, you know.
Have we not sworn in the show? We encourage profanity. Go ahead.
Oh, I was wondering about that. I've had the filter on this whole time.
I know.
We got 7 minutes and 32 seconds to curse like a fucking maniac. Go ahead.
Gosh darn it.
Fuck yes.
Fudge.
Wait,
turn those
frickin' around. Darn.
Wait, why don't you ask her to have a threesome with your wife?
Your girlfriend.
My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend. Sorry, don't want to.
The 14-year-old. Why didn't you ask your wife?
Want to go
to
jail?
Both of you would go to jail.
I'm already uncomfortable with this.
Right.
If she was 14, legal. Huh?
She was probably like 18. I mean, she was out of the house, right?
Yeah,
that's it was an old.
No, first off, if they say they're 14, they're really 9.
That's true too.
Yeah, that's true.
You remember when you were 14?
Yeah.
You were a wild child up at
that. That was like 2 years ago, right?
Shoot. You were on Haight-Ashbury. Who knows what was going on there?
I was crazy. I wore a Catholic schoolgirl uniform to high school every day.
And did the Catholic schoolgirl uniforms pop because of your massive breasts back then?
No, but I did hike it up like all the way up, and I got in trouble a lot because of that.
Yeah, we'll get back to the groupie story. When did you start developing those massive breasts?
When I was 12.
I was really
by the way, those,
I was like 16.
Those are double D's, right?
And a half. Bigger, probably. I was like 16 and a half. Really? So, ladies out there, if you're young and you don't have them yet, there still might be time.
That's the problem. They didn't bloom until you're 18?
No, I was young, dorky, underdeveloped, all that. I was really, really skinny for the first couple of years of high school. And then all of a sudden, I got my braces off and these just wouldn't stop growing, and I don't think they
Is that when you got the grill put in? Is that what?
Yeah, I was about 4 and a half when I got the grill put in.
Right, and then the braces were over then.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was, well, like
I was
going to
say, you took the braces out, put the grill in, then the breast appeared.
Exactly. I mean, you know, maybe it's just the magic of gold teeth.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell us about the groupie story, Gator.
I'm still thinking about Catholic school uniforms.
Sorry.
Next time you come on, Kaja, please. Go ahead.
It definitely does not fit anymore. I could probably fit it over one leg.
Right. So 14-year-old wants to have a threesome with you and your girlfriend. Kaja says, why don't you say yes? She wants to suck your dick.
If she was 18 and older, things would be different.
So she definitely was 14.
Would your girlfriend have been up for that?
I can't say that.
That's a yes.
I hope so.
Vincent, what is your wildest rockabilly groupie story? I got to hear this.
I don't have any.
Okay.
Robert,
you have some.
Robert, you have one.
I don't have any as, you know, juicy.
Come on, well, please. You can talk about of-age girls. It's okay.
I don't really...
you know.
I
there's something coming to mind.
Okay.
Don't say the word come.
I love the one show... Gator and I, and this is with our old guitar player, Jose Sleepy.
Yeah, all their great stories.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
before you joined the band, now it's,
Gator and I go back after the show. It's literally 4 a.m, sun's coming up. We go back to the room because we're freaking dead. We don't know where this guy goes, the guitar player. I'm brushing my teeth in the hotel room.
That's always nice.
And, you know, where the sink on the fancy hotels is right by the front door.
Right.
So I hear a knock on the door. And I'm brushing my teeth, I open the door, and it's our guitar player, Jose, with two groupies, and he has a pizza.
Wait, down. Pizza?
Wait.
And Gator and I were like, whoa, we want the pizza.
And that guy's no longer in the band? Two girls on a pizza? They should be in the band for life. I'm sorry, Vincent, but you know what I'm talking about.
They probably ate some of the pizza. Yeah. I can
agree.
He's
a big dude. I'm sure he ate some of the pizza.
If you bring girls and they eat some of the pizza.
Same show. A young lady, a groupie, wanted to get on the bus or the van with us to go back to our room with us. So I was like, okay, yeah, let's go. So she jumps on. We get to the hotel, we just leave her in the lobby, and we go upstairs.
Wait, you guys are really lame for a band, dude. What happened with the pizza?
Okay, let's hear about Kasha's groupies.
That's the extent of our groupie stories.
I know what you're thinking. Yeah, no, I saw.
And time.
No, it's not time. No, but I have one more thing.
What?
Because I know you have. There's a story, and I want you all to come back because you are great. I told you it goes by really quick. On Model Mayhem, there is a post where a guy says, "I think you're beautiful. I'm 6'6". I used to play pro basketball, and I want to go out with you." Did you go out with that guy?
Wait, what?
Go on your Model Mayhem account.
I don't use that.
No, this guy went on her Model Mayhem and said, "I'm 6'6". I'm muscular. I used to play pro basketball. I'm an actor.
If you used to play pro basketball, what are you doing on Model Mayhem?
Hold on.
Let me look that up verbatim, but before I do,
Coffin Drivers, tell us about what you guys got going on, and tell us about your show tomorrow night, and any new stuff that you have.
Well,
we got a show tomorrow night in, is that North Hollywood or Burbank at the CIA?
It's North Hollywood.
It's on Burbank. It's a section of the valley. Come on down. We're working on a new album. It's a compilation of our EPs and singles that we have done with Vincent in the last 2 years. And then there's some new material up on that. I think like three songs or something.
Three or four.
We were working on those yesterday.
From the five.
So it's going to be a full length with new and old. It should be out soon.
What were we talking about? Time frame?
Well, I want to get it out before
tomorrow.
The end of tonight.
Oh, okay.
I want to get it out before the end of July. So here we go.
So how do people get a hold of the Coffin Draggers? They want to get a hold of them. And you're not the Coffin Draggers. It's just Coffin Draggers.
CoffinDraggers.com or Coffin Draggers on Facebook.
Yeah, we have two Facebook pages. One that's just like a personal one that I started years ago I actually take care of.
Smoke
and
signal.
Then we have the Coffin Draggers official page.
Which we can all admin of. And get messages.
Right. And I'm almost here. Okay.
I want to see the 6'6" guy.
I was browsing.
Something's vibrating.
2/28/2012. I was browsing through here and I really like your portfolio. I make it to LA a couple times a year. So I was curious if you have any interest in doing a shoot together when I'm in town. I'm 6'6", a firefighter. Used to play pro basketball.
I think he says short he's 66.
Version. I think you're flat out gorgeous, and I think we could create some stunning photos.
I think he's gay.
If you're up for it, shoot me a message. We'll figure it out. Well, anyway, for those of us who are not gay, such as myself, and not the Coffin Draggers, tell us what you got going on, Kasha. How do we get a hold of you?
What's going on in the world of Kasha?
Instagram's always great. Me and my hot friends won. Again, I think Mark has me and my hot friends. I don't know. Me and my hot friends with the number one.
Trust me, I've added you on all sorts of social media. I'm not going to miss a shot.
Friendster. You can add my, I have a fan.
Not Friendster yet, but yeah.
Me and my hot friends on Facebook. I went back
and did your MySpace. Don't worry about it.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
And then Twitter, Kasia Cupcake. Kasia spelled KASIA because I don't expect many of you to be Polish and to know that name.
And why are you nicknamed Poodle?
Because I'm fancy and I like to be dressed up, kind of like a pink silly poodle with a haircut. I don't know. My biology teacher when I was 16 used to call me that. Is that weird?
Well, my biology teacher called me poodle too.
Apparently, Rockabilly Night became what pedophilia kind of night. Go to gothcomedian.com for all your goth comedian needs. Here's some more Coffin Drags. Thank you out. Have a wonderful creepy week.
Thank you. We have some presents.
I love that.
Gothic music.